From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more from U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday's, Sunday's mass shooting in Florida.
He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians.
American-born Muslim Omar Siddiqui Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen Mateen there over the past several years. French police are holding three men for questioning in relation to the fatal stabbing of a police officer and his partner. Lisa Bryant reports.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosie Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials. Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Moulins said Abala described himself to police as a practicing Muslim who had responded to IS's call to kill unbelievers in their homes. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000 for violence by its fans against English fans Saturday in Marseille. This is VOA News. The Pew Research Center says Europeans generally see the Islamic State group as the biggest threat to their nations. A new study titled Europeans Face the World Divided indicates climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans ahead of the recent influx of refugees. Save the Children says the number of refugees and migrant children arriving in Serbia without a parent or guardian rose fivefold last month. The U.S.-based charity said in a statement Tuesday that the number of unaccompanied minors arriving weekly at Save the Children support centers in the capital, Belgrade, jumped from 15 during the first week to 78 by the end of the month. The top EU ambassador to Turkey has resigned less than a year after beginning the job. Ambassador Hans-Jürg Haber, a German diplomat who assumed the post last October, has not given a reason for the resignation. The announcement comes at a tense time for Turkey-EU relations, as Turkey has not yet met conditions that would allow Turkish citizens to travel in the European Union without a visa. Turkey demanded that privilege in exchange for curbing the flow of refugees into Europe. A new poll shows Democrat Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week shows Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. Meanwhile, a study released Tuesday by Harvard University's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy says Trump has disproportionately benefited from news coverage of his campaign. Despite the findings, Trump announced Monday he is banning the Washington Post from campaign events, citing what he believes is unfair coverage. The U.S. Democratic National Committee said Tuesday its computer network was breached by Russian government hackers. The Russian hackers gained access to information on presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz described the incident as serious and said the committee moved quickly to remove the intruders and secure the network. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in U.S. airports. The money will be used to make several thousand part-time transportation security officers full-time. A war of words erupted Tuesday between the U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. In his remarks to the Assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry urged Venezuela's government to free political prisoners, respect freedom of expression, alleviate food shortages, and honor its constitutional mechanisms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.